So I don't know whether you've taken any notice of the Christmas adverts, have you this year? Anybody been watching TV this year? Or have you avoided it? I love recording ITV programs because you can fast forward through all the adverts, can't you? And you can avoid them all. But I wanted to test you this evening to see how much notice you've taken of the Christmas adverts. So I'm hoping we've got some pictures about to come up onto the screen at some point, because if we haven't, then we can all go home a little bit earlier. But are we going to get some adverts? I'm sure you've got a favourite advert, haven't you? While we're waiting, tell the person next to you what your favourite Christmas advert is, okay? Okay, so let's see if any of your favourites come up on the screen. Are we sort of there, Tom? We're getting sort of close, or I keep pressing this button, but we're gonna get there in a moment. I'm sure. I'm sure that we will. You've noticed that they've spent a lot of money on these adverts, haven't they? And they've got a lot of very famous people involved in them as well as incredible productions. But can anybody tell me the name of the carrot in the Aldi advert? Say again? Kevin the Carrot, that's right. Have you come across Kevin the Carrot? Well, if you haven't, there's still time to have a look at Kevin the Carrot. And actually, the voiceover is actually Robbie Williams does the voiceover for the Aldi Christmas advert. Isn't that amazing? Of course, Robbie is a favourite of Stoke-on-Trent, isn't he? Or is he more Port Vale? I don't know. What is he? I'm a bit confused about Robbie. Are you? Is he Stoke-on-Trent?
Yes.
Yes, you're going to claim him anyway, even if he isn't. Okay. Okay, I'm not sure we've got any pictures, have we, Tom? Or yeah, is that yes or no? There he is, thank you. Kevin the Carrot. If you haven't come across Kevin the Carrot, this is the Aldi Christmas advert for this year. I think he appeared last year as well. And it's a bit of a weird advert, but it's meant to entice you to go to Aldi and buy Christmas. Okay, so do you know who this is and what advert this is? Oh, gosh, that's right. This is one that's well worth watching if you haven't seen it yet. This young lady is 11 years old, I think, now, and she is the most amazing drummer you will ever see. And she does this amazing drumming in the Argos advert. But the tagline for Argos is, and you may have seen it if you've had an Argos catalogue this year, they renamed the Argos catalogue the Book of Dreams. Only one of you knew that. Thank you so much. They've renamed the Argos catalogue the Book of Dreams. So it's not too late. I think they're open tomorrow and Tuesday. You can go and grab a catalogue. Do you know when the first catalogue came out, do those of you here who are my age, do you remember how thin the first Argos catalogue was? And do you know how thick it is now? It's amazing. It's about 6 inches thick now. But they wanted to sell you stuff based on their book being the Book of Dreams. So have a look at that advert. Okay. Anybody know what this is? Advertising? Coca-Cola, and what does it say? You could say it in the proper way, but the holidays are coming. And they start this advert at the beginning of November, don't they? So we've been waiting a long time for the holidays to come, but they're almost with us. Okay, what about this one? Do you know who is this, Elsa? I can't remember which one this is. Who is it? Iceland, that's right. So very appropriately, Iceland have Frozen advertising their Christmas goodies. So is that Elsa?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Oh, good. Phew. My granddaughter's coming today, so I need to remember who that Elsa. That's Elsa. I'll try and do that. Okay. What about this? Anybody seen this ad? Sorry, it's a bit small, isn't it? So this is IKEA, or IKEA, as they want us to call them now. If you notice in the adverts, they say IKEA now, because that's the Swedish way of pronouncing it, and they want us to pronounce it. And the whole premise of the IKEA advert is that your house is a complete and utter mess, and you need to buy a complete house full of new stuff to make it look good. Is that all right? So feel very ashamed by this advert that your house is a mess and you need to go to IKEA in the next 2 days in order to change it. Okay, here's one for you. John Lewis, stroke Waitrose, that's right. Do you know the name of this particular animal? Edgar, the excitable dragon. And some of you are looking very bored at the moment, I have to say, by all this. But get excited. This is Christmas. Come on, this is Edgar, the excitable dragon as well. And the tagline for John Lewis is, show them how much you care. Show them how much you care by buying loads of stuff from John Lewis. In other words, that's the hidden message. Okay, here's another one. Anybody recognize this young man? Sainsbury's, well done. Thank you. Some of you are avid TV watchers. And this is an amazing Dickensian story of this young urchin who steals an orange or a clementine and gets in trouble, but actually gets rescued by a very nice lady who goes to see him, and Christmas becomes Christmas again. And Tesco's, their strapline is, making Christmas since 1869. So how many of you remember Christmas in 1869? Anybody? One or two of you, yeah, I can see that. Okay, we better get on, haven't we? I'm having too much fun here. Anybody know what this one is? Tesco, well done, well done. And they've got this amazing sequence, like Back to the Future sequence. So some Christmas lights fall onto his delivery van, and he gets transported Back to the Future style, and he gets transported backwards and future. And everywhere he goes, he delivers a tray full of goodies. And Tesco say, delivering Christmas for 100 years. So they've got a long way to go before they match Sainsbury's. And then I came across this advert, and we're hopefully going to show you this particular advert. You may have seen this, or you may not. It's not the first Noel, but we'll go from there.
I can feel it all. You know I said it's true. I can feel the love. Can you feel it too? I can feel it all. Get more out of giving at very.co.uk.
So that's Very, which is an online shopping store that you can visit. And their tagline is, get more out of giving this Christmas. Get out more. It's a lovely sentiment, isn't it? Get more out of giving this Christmas. But it got me thinking a little bit. But before you give, you'll have to get something, won't you, for the person you're giving it to. And of course, Very want you to get something from them in order to give it to make a difference. I'm sounding a bit cynical, really, but I am, I suppose. And I ask a question to you. Is Christmas about giving, or is it about getting? I mean, if you were totally honest with yourself, is Christmas about giving, or is it about getting? Because if it's not about getting, why have you written a list of things that you want for Christmas? Surely you wouldn't have no list. You'd say, no, I don't want anything for Christmas at all, because it is just about giving. So you don't need to get me anything. But I can assure you, if on Christmas morning you haven't got anything, how are you going to be feeling on Christmas Day? And you might have said, I don't want anything, but most of us know that that's code for, you better get me something or else I'm going to be really, really disappointed. And I'm sure you've been opening presents on Christmas Day, and maybe you thought you were going to get one thing when you open up the present and you have actually got something completely different. And you try not to show the disappointment on your face, because of course Christmas is about giving, not about getting. But you know what? It got me thinking a little bit more, because the amazing news about Christmas, the good news about Christmas, is that it is about getting. The story is about us getting. Getting something so amazing so unique, so life-changing, that really we can't function without it. The good news of Christmas is that Mary heard not only that she was going to be with child, but this child would be great and is going to be called the Son of the Most High, and that the Lord God will give this child the throne of his father David, and his kingdom will never end. Now that's something worth getting. Getting a child who'd become great and whose kingdom would never end. The amazing good news of Christmas is that Joseph heard that he was going to be the stepdad and that this child was going to grow up to save people from their sins. He would get forgiveness as well as getting the honor of raising Jesus. See, Christmas is about getting something that we're all longing for, forgiveness. For the shepherds, they got given a night off from the fields. They got onto a great adventure, the like of which they'd never, ever had before, because every night was normally the same and nothing spectacular happened. But on that one night, they got to see the Messiah. And they heard a choir of angels and they went off to spread the amazing news to everyone else who they met, because they realized that they were getting something that would transform their lives, that would take them away from being just this lowly shepherd who everybody ignored to being a carrier of this good news about Jesus coming into the world. You see, Christmas is about getting. It's about getting Jesus. It's about getting forgiveness and freedom, because that's just what we needed and we won't be disappointed. It's about getting transformed lives, or getting joy that will never end. It's about getting love, the like of which we've never experienced before. It's getting peace, a peace that the world can't understand, and not fear. It's about getting light in the darkness when we're not sure which way to turn and what we're to do. We get light that bursts into the confusion and the doubt that sometimes we feel. And it also is about getting grace. It's about getting God's grace, his opportunity for a brand new start, a second chance, a third chance, a fifth chance, a tenth chance. It's about God saying, you know, I haven't forgotten you. And even though you've made mistakes in your life, you are loved and you are forgiven and you're given another chance. It's interesting how some of the adverts are about getting another chance. They are a little bit about grace, because Edgar, the excitable dragon, he gets another chance. That little boy who stole a clementine, he got another chance. And we too get another chance, because Jesus has come to show us just how much God loves us. But what do we do with what we get? What do we do with it? Well, we're told that Mary treasured everything she heard and she pondered it in her heart. We're told that Joseph put aside his own fears and embraced the opportunity to get to know Jesus and to be part of his life. The shepherds, they got good news to tell and they couldn't help tell everyone about Jesus. It gave them a voice. It gave them a story to tell. And suddenly, instead of being ignored, people wanted to listen to the story that the shepherds wanted to tell, because people could see it had changed their lives. See, this is the good news that we get at Christmas. The good news that we get in order to give it and to share it with other people. So what does God want in return for what he's given to us? I think there's one thing that God longs for in return. He longs for us to give ourselves to him. That's all that he wants, really. That's why Jesus came, so that we could become friends with God again, that we could know God's presence in our lives, we could know his forgiveness, we could know his grace, we could know that there is a second chance, we could know that there's a way back, we could know that even when it's dark, there is light still shining and the darkness hasn't put it out. What God wants more than anything from each one of us, from you and from me, is that we would give ourselves back to him this Christmas, that we would trust him, that we would believe in him, that we would honor him in the lives that we live. We get such a lot. We get such a lot from Jesus. I wonder whether this Christmas you'll give yourself to him again, that you'll pause to understand the full extent of his love for you today, that you would present yourself as a present back to God for all he's given to us. There's a verse in the Bible written by one of Jesus' followers and written as a letter years after Jesus had come and died. And this is what John writes. He says, this is the testimony. This is what I want to tell you. God has given us eternal life. Yeah, that's not just about something in the future. That's not just heaven sometime in the future. Eternal life is about now. It's a different sort of life. It's a quality of life that Jesus longs for us to live. And this life is in his Son, in Jesus. And whoever has the Son, whoever gets the Son, whoever believes in Jesus has life itself. I pray that this Christmas that you will not only get the whole reason and purpose for his coming into our world, but that you will give him back yourself. What can I give him, poor as I am? I'll give him my heart. I'll give him my life. And that will transform how we see the world. It will transform our relationships, our workplaces, our schools, our colleges, our retirement. It will transform life itself. Jesus gave himself to you and for you. For the past, forgiveness. For the present, his love. And for the future, hope itself. Nothing needs to stay the same this year because God's love has changed everything. Jesus has come especially for you. We're going to listen.